Northern Development Minister Greg Rickford might have been hinting at an upcoming election Thursday when he told a group of Sudbyrians that Ontarians are in for some crazy times in the coming months. "I'm just going to tell you that it's extraordinary to be back here in Sudbury in the new year, kicking off what's going to be a crazy year in politics, most of it occurring starting today, and likely up until the beginning of June," he said. Rickford had just spent the day handing out money from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation, NOHFC, for a dozen economic development initiatives in the Sudbury and Nickel Belt ridings. Rickford later said it was indeed possible Ontario could choose to have an early election before the actual scheduled election set for June 4, 2026, as per the Ontario Election Act. The Act says general elections shall be held on the first Thursday in June in the fourth calendar year following the previous general election, which was held June 2, 2022. "Look, I don't like to speculate, but I know that the province of Ontario, under the incredible leadership of Premier Ford, has to be ready. We have a federal political landscape here that has created massive uncertainty," Rickford said Thursday. "But despite that, obviously, Premier Ford has made it his business to work well with whoever is in power federally here." He said the main story for the next couple of months will be Ontario's trade relationship with the United States, with the inauguration and installation of Donald Trump as the next president there. The inauguration takes place at noon on Monday, January 20. Rickford said Ford's leadership in the coming weeks and months will be a key issue for Ontario because Trump is threatening to impose 25% trade tariffs against all foreign goods imported to the U.S., which would include goods from Ontario. Earlier this week, while the Premier was touting the importance of critical minerals and also establishing an economic alliance with the U.S., he was asked if trade tariffs would be enough of an issue to spark an election in Ontario. Ford said the tariffs are directly targeting Ontario and he needs to fight back with every tool in our toolbox to protect Ontario jobs. He said it could cost billions. He added that the issue may be decided by Ontario voters. "And they may think it's okay just to go ahead and throw off our fiscal plan moving forward. I don't think that. I think if it comes to it, and we have to spend tens of billions of dollars, we go to the people. Let the people decide. It's their money. It's not the government's," said Ford at the news conference on Monday. In his comments Thursday, Rickford said Ontario is not willing to accept 25% trade tariffs. "We're not going to stand for that. We're not going to just roll over," he said. 25% tariffs will impact just about every sector in Ontario more than it will any other jurisdiction in the country. Len Gillis is a reporter at Sudbury.com.